big welcome to Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. My name is Joel Davis, your host for the next hour, bringing you the best sounds from all around on an increasingly gray Saturday afternoon here on the Colorado Front Range. Winds picking up again. Maybe a little rain later, I'm not really sure, but high only around 60, upper 50s for the next few days. There's the weather report out of the way, and now we can get on with the music. Wherever you're listening from, whatever day it is or night, thanks for joining me. Got a lot of great music ahead for you. As always, I like to think I'm going to start it out with an oldie but a goodie and go from there. If you'd like to get in touch, it's 303-442-4242 or dj@kgnu.org. This is Terrasonic on Listener Powered KGNU. Listening to Terrasonic on listener powered KGNU Community Radio. My name's Joel Davis. Thanks for joining me on this week's Magic Carpet Ride around the world of music. We come your way every Saturday, noon to one on KGNU. We began the program with one of my favorite tracks, Yatra from Otaka Shizuru, and featuring the great, the late Hamza Eldin on vocals from the Otaka Shizuru release Home that came out way back in, sometime back in the 90s. And Otaka Shizuru was a student of Hamza Eldin. He is originally from Nubia, a region that was formerly made up of southern Egypt, northern Sudan, and made his way to Japan at some point, was teaching music there. Otaka Shizuru, one of his students, she asked him to guest on this record Home, on this track Yatra that we heard, and then paid the favor back to him on his last recording, his last album, A Wish, and the song Greetings, the opening track. She flew over from Japan, learned the lyrics in Nubian overnight, came into the studio the next day, knocked it out with him, and it was an amazing song. An amazing experience. Very happy and proud to have been part of the making of that album and to have been there for that. And hope you enjoyed that opening track. Then new music from Zeb, the Spy from Cairo. His latest out on Wonder Wheel Recordings is called Anima Mundi. And we heard Extraterrestre featuring Carmen Estevez. And then from L.A., the Afro-Caribbean sounds of Yanga and the track Encendemos. And that's from Names You Can Trust. Right now in the background, it's Sun Ra Orchestra and Sala Ragab from Sun Ra Orchestra meets Sala Ragab in Egypt. What a collaboration. This track called Ramadan, and Ramadan Mubarak to you.
Pepe, mira, dame un fiao. Hasta mañana.
Encontrar nadie que me contente. Es mi felicidad la llevo ya conmigo, porque soy suficiente, aunque esté sin ti. No estoy para aguantarme mentiras con cariño. Querer se convirtió en lo opuesto. Tu oleaje fatal buscaba destruirme y pude escapar sin llegar a hundirme. Te olvidas que yo me he acompañado siempre. No espero encontrar nadie que me contente, pues mi felicidad la llevo ya conmigo. Porque soy suficiente, aunque esté sin ti. No estoy para aguantarme mentiras con cariño.
little over halfway past the hour here in this week's Magic Carpet Ride, known as Terrasonic. About halfway through this week's trip. Hope you're enjoying it. My name is Joel Davis. Thanks for joining me. In that last set of music, a lot of tracks, squeezed a lot of shorter tracks in there. We came out of the Sun Ra and the Salah Ragab collaboration with Los Calvos from Venezuela from their new release, reissue of their release from 1969 called Ike Calvos, coming out on El Palmas Music. And from that we heard Jose. Then from Adrian Quesada, producer of the Black Pumas, member of Brownout, Grupo Fantasma, and many others, Ocote Soul Sounds. He's worked with a lot of people. He's based in Austin. And he's got a new single out from his forthcoming release, Boleros Psicodélicos. And we heard Mentiras con Cariño, featuring Ile on the vocals. And then from MXTX, a cross-border exchange out on 6 Degrees Records, this was Golden Hornet, Impermanencia Involuntaria. The remix, Pahua remix of that, featuring Alma Maldonada, Ruben Albarán from Café Tacuba, and many more. Very much an all-star cast of artists from Mexico and a little north of the border there in Austin and thereabouts. Again, it's Golden Hornet. And then Combo Simbita from their album Ire and La Perla. Right now in the background, brand new music from Etienne de la Sayette and Wild Horses Orchestra. The track is called Mascal, some Ethio jazz for you from France. Still a lot of music ahead for us, so let's get back to that. If you'd like to get in touch, 303-442-4242 or dj@kgnu.org. My name's Joel Davis. This is Terrasonic on your community radio station, KGNU.
Tizitam, alle hulli bein, fetreni chiota ti elegi biluni mas ne berguni samra e samra samra e sam samre kul samra petri sam petve kul samra samre e sam samra e samra samra e sam wagebi samra yambe kan sam mekene samra ile kan sam
chaque jour qu'a joué une pillaille moins gangoum bagaille la caille moins mal piclis pour mal point fritaille les ventes moins prennent son bail normal gain afia afia aswe aswe babli pour m'ba envie de parler oui retan nelly nelly y'a des trois petits bagailles pour m'régler là tout est soudé à la vie à la mort on joue les lag école dans l'autre corridor moi pas connais si c'est les guerres et morts sac parti au les 40 au pivot
tu dis qu'on s'en qu'a avancé tu dis qu'on s'en qu'a fait back tu dis qu'on s'en qu'a avancé tu dis qu'on s'en qu'a fait back tu dis qu'on s'en qu'a avancé tu dis qu'on s'en qu'a fait back tu dis qu'on s'en qu'a avancé tu dis qu'on s'en qu'a fait
back lorsque tu toilette man y'a lavé mer ouais pour qui ça ou pressé femme ou li katan y'a des monde qui courir y'a pas jamais rivé et y'a quoi ça moi fait pas besoin de travail. Et pour moi passer ou pas qu'à déchiffrer, il faut ta vivre dans soulier m'bouda ouais ça m'a bzou. En pile monde d'ailleurs, tout ça y'a v'lé c'est là. Y'a monté non bateau, pas contre bon babord. Marre mes vitesses, chaque jour son test. Ça ouais m'cultiver, li pas on reste. Mais nous joue plus, m'ba dans blocus. Si n'en fois nous bouger, m'pa guérir vie.
Tu dis qu'on s'aime qu'avancé. 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 Le café back, c'est une consomme qu'avancer. C'est une console café back. T'es frère.
Bidim konsa,
teke teke frère.
Bidim konsa,
teke frère.
Bidim konsa,
teke teke.
Yeah, quel est jodi m'bra l'homme nan machine mouin. Mouin tap kouri derrière un rêve qui était devant ma. Ligade m'li dim li pa katan mouin. Mais c'est menti l'abdi li pa koné. Y'a des fois y'a des bagailles qui devant. Ou ta remè pour ta fond anti-jean. C'est pas l'argent qui te fait moins te remèl. Quel est ce orgueil qui parti à que tête li.
Teke frère.
Bidim konsa,
teke teke frère.
Bidim konsa,
Bidim konsa,
teke teke frère.
Bidim konsa,
teke frère.
Bidim konsa,
teke teke frère.
Bidim konsa,
teke frère.
Bidim konsa,
teke teke frère.
All right, all right. Good afternoon. It's Terrasonic on listener-powered KGNU. My name's Joel Davis, and we are rounding into the final stretch here on this week's Magic Carpet Ride around the world of music. Thanks for joining me. Hope you're enjoying what you're hearing. I am certainly enjoying playing it for you. We just heard from Africa Negra, a band out of the 70s from Sao Tome and Principe, group of islands off the west coast of Africa near the equator, off the west coast, you know, Equatorial Guinea, Gabon, that part of Africa, and some really great music from this great collection that just came out on Les Discs Bongo Joe, Anthologia Volume 1 from Africa Negra, and we heard Vence Vittoria. Before that, brand new music from Montreal's Poirier featuring Wahil, and a new single called Teke Fren. Some Afro-Caribbean vibe there, Haitian Creole. Yeah, Poirier. Quite a prolific artist. He is. And then from a new release out on, what is that label called? Extra Soul Perception. And New Tangents in Kampala, London, and Nairobi. This is an overview of some new music happening in those cities. And we heard Ancestry featuring Lexa Moore, Ibotep, and Faisal Mostrix. Mahmoud Ahmed before that, and he came with, of course, great voice in Ethiopian music, the golden age of that, and that followed the Etienne de la Sayette and Wild Horses Orchestra, the Ethio Jazz that we did the last break over. We're doing this break over a brand new track from another prolific artist, Colombia's Romporayo, and his latest single, El Gavilan Mayor. Still going to cram some tracks in here in these next few minutes. 303-442-4242 or djkgnu.org to get in touch. Stick around. We've got Reggae Bloodlines coming up following headlines from the BBC. DJ K. Knee bringing it to you this afternoon. 3 hours of the best in reggae music, followed by African Roots. Danielle at 4 o'clock. 2 hours of the best in African music. That and much more that we'll tell you about in the next break. This is Terrasonic on KGNU.
Capoeira é gostoso, eu quero jogar. Pega o birimbau que eu quero tocar. Pega o birimbau que eu quero tocar. O terreno está pronto pra começar. Capoeira é gostoso, eu quero jogar. Ei, capoeira. Pode ser de Angola ou regional. Capoeira é jogada no quintal. Entra, beleza, moça, entra, menino. Capoeira começa em pequenino. Pode ser de Angola ou regional. Capoeira é jogada no quintal.
La mưa đi má phốp non mẹ phiếu phong bình giang chạy em mi phụ trái có xuân chạy để phải phá nó giặc khó
and a half minutes before the top of the hour here. Terrasonic, this week's Magic Carpet Ride around the world of music, is coming in for a landing. We just heard music from Radio Thailand, Transmissions from the Tropical Kingdom, a release put out by Sublime Frequencies back in 2006. When they were doing that recording off the radio thing, and this one had a chance to interview Mark Jurgis. He's the one of the people behind Sublime Frequencies and did a lot of those recordings. Very interesting dude, very interesting label. And again, that track, Northeastern Provincial Frequencies. Before that, Zito Rigi, su conjunto Alucinolandia. This is a reissue of a classic Brazilian track from back in the 70s, Berimbau, the song from that. And right now in the background, it's Mente Orgánica from their release El Espacio that came out in 2021. One of my favorite releases from last year. They're from Argentina, and this track is called Pablo Bebé. We Well, as I was mentioning earlier, reggae is coming up following headlines from the BBC. Kanye with you, though it may be a bit delayed to him actually showing up because he is having an issue getting into the Denver studio. Hopefully we'll get that rectified and get him on the air ASAP. Then it's Danielle with African Roots at 4, an hour of news from the BBC at 6, Damon at 7 with Sound Lab, Grateful Dead Hour at 8, Buddha Bomb at 9, the Electronic Air, Mark Flanagan with Under the Floorboards at 11, and then Sleepless Nights takes you into the night and the morning. Keep it tuned to KGNU for all of your music and information needs. Support for this program comes from the CU Museum of Natural History, exhibiting Boulder's only Triceratops skull, on loan now through May 8th from the Smithsonian Institution, a virtual experience of their popular paleontology hall, plus fresh exhibits and DIY activities are also available online in both English and Spanish. More information can be found at colorado.edu/CU Museum. You've been listening to Terrasonic on KGNU Boulder, Denver, with translators K229AC Nederland, K254CH Laporte, and K256CT Denver, Colorado. We are listener-powered community radio for the Front Range and beyond. My name is Joel Davis. Thank you again for listening. Take good care of yourselves and each other, and we'll see you back here next Saturday at noon for another episode of Terrasonic on your community radio station, KGNU. Support it.
Ukraine's third biggest city, the Black Sea port of Odessa, has been struck by several Russian missiles. The office of the Ukrainian president said at least 6 people were killed, including a 3-month-old baby. Another 18 were injured. Anna Foster has been hearing what the city council has said about the attack.
They suggest that 6 Russian missiles were fired. 2 of them, they say, were shot down. 2 hit a military facility, and it was the final 2 that hit this residential area. Our BBC colleagues have been to one of the blocks of flats that was hit. They report ambulances outside, seeing people there with head injuries as well. Now, this is not the first time that Odessa has been hit, but it has largely escaped the type and scale of attacks that we've seen further east.
The Ukrainian president, Volodymyr Zelensky, has again insisted Kyiv will abandon talks with Moscow if its remaining soldiers in Mariupol are killed. Mr. Zelensky was speaking at a news conference in a Kyiv subway station, having to pause on one occasion while a train left. The UN Secretary-General, Antonio Guterres, will visit Ukraine next week. Speaking via a translator, the president said he should not only visit Kyiv.
If the Secretary General has time, he should definitely visit first the cities where there were tortures and where people were killed, and then he will find time for the esteemed and respectful colleagues from Russia. It's important for him to understand what's happening here, because if we just come to Kyiv and communicate, it's not enough.
The head of the Russian Orthodox Church has said he hopes the conflict in Ukraine will end soon. But at a service on the eve of Orthodox Easter, Patriarch Kirill again failed to condemn the war. He prayed for the reconciliation of what he called our people in Ukraine and Donbass, echoing President Putin's claim that Russians and Ukrainians were essentially the same nation. Explosions at two illegal oil refineries in southeastern Nigeria have left dozens of people dead. The Imo State Commissioner for Petroleum Resources, Goodluck Opaya, said the victims had been badly burned. Here's Isaac Khalid.
It's not yet clear what caused the explosion. High levels of poverty and unemployment have made illegal oil refining an attractive business for many residents of oil-rich communities in southern Nigeria. The authorities have been struggling to curb the proliferation of such illegal oil refineries, where often stolen crude oil is refined. There have been concerns over a lack of safety measures at such facilities, as well as environmental pollution due to their activities. But Nigeria's official oil refineries do not work to capacity, causing frequent fuel shortages and price increase across the country.
Ishaq Khalid reporting, BBC News. Rescuers looking for 10 miners missing in southern Poland have found four bodies. The find comes more than 12 hours after a tremor struck the Zofiówka mine, releasing a large concentration of flammable methane gas. Poland's Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki said the accident was devastating. The authorities in the Democratic Republic of Congo say they've confirmed a new case of Ebola in the northwest of the country, 6 months after it last emerged. The National Institute of Biomedical Research said this case was detected in Mbandaka, the capital of Equator province. The patient was ill for more than a week before he sought treatment and died the day he was admitted to hospital. The WHO's Africa Emergencies Manager, Fiona Bracker, says the delay is a concern.
The virus has had a two-week start here. So it's very important that we quickly identify all the contacts and that the necessary isolation and monitoring is done to ensure that all those that are potentially infected are identified quickly and that we curb the spread of the disease.
The president of Nigeria, Muhammadu Buhari, has paid tribute to the late Yoruba king, the Alaafin Oyo, whose death was announced today. King Lamidi Adeyemi III was 83 and had been on the throne for 52 years, making him his people's longest-serving leader. President Buhari said the king's participation in national meetings and conferences had shaped the future of the country. A final day of carnival celebrations will get underway in Rio de Janeiro in the next few hours. Last year's festivities were cancelled because of COVID. Thousands of revelers will gather at Rio's Sambadrome for a colourful parade in which rival samba groups will display their costumes, floats and compete for the top prize. The celebrations should have taken place 2 months ago. That's the latest world news from the BBC.